Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the new Regulatory Framework Program conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. I would now like to hand over to your chairperson, Ana Fernández. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Ana Fernández from REN. I'd like to welcome you all to this conference call on the regulation. For 2009. I will pass the floor to Rui Cartacho. He'll make a brief comment, and then we will open it for your questions, because that's, in the end, what's the most important today. Okay?
Good afternoon. This is Rui Cartacho speaking. The idea of this conference call was to give our interpretation of the data that are known up to now. We will begin with a small statement on what we think is the situation, and afterwards, as Anna said, we are open to a Q&A period. So, as you know, put forward and released on the October 15th, as was planned, its proposal for the next regulatory period. The proposal put forward by ERSE corresponds in several respects to what we were expecting as far as the concepts are concerned. Some of the concepts that represent a change versus the previous regulatory period were actually new concepts that were discussed during the months that led to October 15. They took on board some of our proposals and they put forward already some quantification of the new concepts. We will make clear later, some of the quantification is yet to be known, and so a complete understanding of the new regulation is not yet possible, although we start to have a picture of what may be coming. So, as you must have noticed, one of the important modifications is the way the rate of return of assets is defined. ERSE recognized the principle of having two different rates of return, one for the existing assets and another one for new assets, provided that these new assets are computed according to a methodology of reference costs for new CAPEX. For the moment, what is known is the rate of return for assets. It will start to apply to all assets, given that we don't have yet the other rate of return. And it was defined as a rate indexed to the 10-year Treasury yields, and informed that the way to compute it would be to add a spread of 300 basis points to the yield of 10-year Treasuries. And ERSE informed us also that the value it computed for the first regulatory year is 7.55. So we will have, from the 1st of January, a rate of return of 7.55 on our assets in the electricity business. Another thing that was made clear with the proposal put forward by ERSE is the introduction of the principle of reference costs for OPEX instead of incurred costs. It's important to note that this applies not to all the OPEX costs, but to fraction of OPEX costs that, according to our estimations, represents around two-thirds of the OPEX costs. Then what we think is that one-third of the OPEX costs will remain as incurred costs, so it will be accepted in the tariff in the same way that all the OPEX costs were accepted in the previous regime, and the other 65% will be subject to this methodology of reference costs. As far as the there is another principle that is accepted and was made clear in the tariff regulations that were published in mid-August, and that principle is the principle of incentivizing the company to use assets beyond their accounting amortization. What is known as far as quantities are concerned is, besides the 7.55, as I said, we were informed of their proposal for the amount of the recognized cost in year zero, which is 2009. So allowed revenues for 2009 were communicated to us. They informed also of the rate of growth, or the rate of variation of costs defined in real terms and in energy unit terms. And they set at 3% the rate of change of these, minus 3%, the rate of change of OPEX costs in real terms and in per unit of energy delivered. So we know it's 3% under this definition, which does not correspond exactly to a revenue cap. It's minus 3% is, according to this wording of ERS, is the value of the price cap of the factor to add to inflation in the price cap, and we have to then move from that figure to a figure for to calculate the revenue cap. What is not yet known, also because it's not part of what ERS released in October 15, but it's defined already in the regulatory framework published in August, is so the elements that are still missing are the reference unit costs for new CAPEX, which are not yet defined. It's not yet defined the rate of return to apply to the new CAPEX once the unit reference costs are in place. It's not yet defined the amount of remuneration of assets fully amortized, but still in operation. And it's not yet defined the amount of the incentive to the availability of the network. So these are elements that await definition, and as I said, this for the moment allows us to make some draw some conclusions as what is in ERS's mind for 2009, but it's not enough to define the whole picture for the next 3 years. We presume that these issues that are left undefined in their statement of October 15 will be defined later. It's possible that some of the issues may be defined or not before December 15. Some of the issues we were informally warned that will be defined in the coming months during 2010, and so we don't expect the whole picture to be known by December 15. This last comment applies to the unit reference costs of CAPEX, which has informed us that will be worked out during the coming months, and it informed us that would not be in place during 2009. Our expectation is that they enter into force starting the 1st of January 2010. And given that they relate the differentiation of the rates of return to the increased business risk that results from this new methodology to define the asset base. So we don't expect to know in the coming days or in the coming weeks this second rate of return that will be applied to new CAPEX with the new methodology of unit reference costs instead of incurred costs. So, in a nutshell, this is the conclusions that we can draw for the moment from what they released. And what I would propose now is to let you put your doubts forward and try and have some Q&A. I will answer to what is possible to answer, and I must let you know that not all is yet defined, and even within what was yet released, we are studying its complex documentation, and we are working out the figures to fully understand the details. But in broad terms, this is our understanding. So I pass the floor to Anna. So that.
Okay, operator, we're ready to open the floor for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. The first question comes from the line of Raimundo Fernandez. Please go ahead announcing your company and location.
Sorry, I was on mute. Raimundo Fernandez Cuesta from Credit Suisse in London. Good afternoon. I had a couple of questions. One, generally, although I haven't seen I think you have disclosed the revenue figure for 2009, but could you give us an indication how it will vary compared to the status quo? So on the one hand, we have a higher cost of capital or allowed return from 7 to 7.5, so that should drive revenues up versus what would have been the status quo, leaving aside the new CapEx. You have targets for cost efficiency that in principle could bring down revenues compared to what would be a full pass-through, but on the other hand, it could be positive for EBITDA if you do better. And then you have the remuneration for assets that are fully depreciated but are still in use, and maybe that adds a little bit of revenue. So all in all, is this something that will improve the status quo of REN for 2009? And are you satisfied generally with the outcome from these regulatory changes? So that would be the first sort of question or set of questions. The second would be, well, there's a lot of question marks these days with about financing and availability of financing for growth. You have a big capital program. And if you could tell us a little bit, just summarize your liquidity position and how you see the markets and your cost of financing, or what has gone up, but maybe the cost of financing has also gone up. Thank you very much.
So, taking the first part of your question, if we are happy with what we know up to now, it's clearly better than the previous situation, given that we moved from 7 to 7.55. To be the degree of happiness or unhappiness is yet to has to wait some more time, and until we know the unit reference costs for our investment program and the rate of return that will apply to new CAPEX. So it's clearly an improvement versus the previous situation, given that it was recognized that our WACC warranted better than 7% rate of return. Of course, we were aiming for more, you know that. We were pushing for a higher rate, but I must underline that two things. One, this is the proposal of ERSE, which we are not, we are now going to discuss. Of course, I don't want to generate undue expectations on possible changes during this discussion period, because we don't have any track record that allows us to expect a significant change. So I'm not telling you any degree of probability of a change from their proposal to their final position, but still, it's important to underline that this is a proposal. Second, we don't know yet the overall rate of return on our electrical assets, while we don't have the second rate of return defined. And I want to remind you, at least the among you, maybe not all have noticed that this issue of the existence of two rates of return is completely defined and clear in the tariff regulations that were published in mid-August. For those who have not yet read the relevant pages, it's pages 73 and 74 of the tariff regulations put forward by ERSE, and which are published on their internet site in August, where it's clear that there is a R1 and an R2, depending on whether we are dealing with assets on existing costs, incurred costs, or reference costs. So while we don't know yet this rate of return, it's not possible to compute the overall remuneration of our electrical assets. On the wholly amortized assets, we don't the degree of information is very low, because what we know is, according to their the regulations that they released in August, it's also crystal clear there that the issue was taken on board. So there will be an incentive to the use of assets that are fully amortized, but still in conditions to be to go on being utilized. But it's impossible for the moment to know the relevance of this incentive. So we cannot, for the moment, move beyond this. Then you mentioned the issue of our CAPEX program and the possible impact of the financial situation of our programs, and also of our liquidity position. Well, I can inform you that our CAPEX program is completely solid and will not be subject to any change whatsoever related to the current financial turbulence. We have a very solid financial situation, and as far as liquidity is concerned, we are not concerned with the refinancing of our current lines. We have timely made an increase of the duration of most of our programs, and the ones that have shorter term are all committed already with the banks, so we don't have any difficulty for the coming months. We have completed all our homework for the long-term issues, and of course, what we will not do is to go to the market while we don't feel that the price to be paid by investors is a fair price. So we are not in any hurry to move forward the issues while the market is not stabilized. So we have all the conditions to exploit all the opportunity windows that may arise in the coming weeks, but we are not in a hurry to pay a higher price just for the sake of having the issue at an earlier date.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Finally, just to finish with this financing situation, I can tell you that we are approaching the financial close with a new important loan with the European Bank of Investment, which is a very long-term loan and which is under extraordinarily favorable conditions. So we will have of all our financing lines that we have for the moment, this will be the most competitive by far, and I expect it to be closed in the coming weeks. So it's it has already been approved by the executive committee of the European Bank of Investment in their meeting of October 15, by coincidence, which was also the date of ERSI's communique. And we expect the ratification by the EIB board to take place in November, so that we can draw funds immediately afterwards if we wish. So for the CAPEX and financial prospects, this is what I want you to tell. Of course, we have been answering the rating agencies, as you all know, are now very keen on asking to all the companies that they cover the details of this. So we have been providing them with all the details that are currently being asked from all the rated companies. Okay?
That's great. Thank you very much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number one to register a question, and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no more questions at this time, so I hand the conference back to you.
Okay. I'm glad that everyone is happy with our explanations. If you have any further questions, you know I'm always available to answer them. Thank you very much for being present today, and I hope to hearing from all of you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation today. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.